If anyone wants to be first, he must be servant of all. He must give himself unto all. The higher up you go in authority, the more you must give of yourself to others. And with all that lies others who seek to pull you down. The first reading from Wisdom. Let us lie in wait for the virtuous man, since he annoys us, and we're going to pull him down, chop him like tall poppies. Virtuous people, or people who are living holy lives, have always been persecuted before Christ, during Christ, and to our present day. Why? What's the cause of this annoyance that lies within? You see it among children at the age of 2 or 3, when someone's not sharing their toys. You see it in families, you see it among spouses. And this last week we've seen a tremendous example of the letter of St. James. Tony Abbott, going to Mass this weekend, would be hearing the text of St. James, all about jealousy and ambition, about people wanting to pull you down and to take what's not theirs. And he's perhaps thinking, well, all I can do is really pray for these people. And what is the cause? Well, the cause ultimately for struggle, ambition, the tall poppy syndrome, jealousy, envy, bitterness, hatred, is original sin. Original sin is a dogma of the church. The doctrine about the fall is a reality, a theological reality that half the world believes in. Jews, Christians, Muslims all acknowledge the belief in a paradise lost. On top of that, you stack the Aboriginal people, people of ancient cultures, they all believe too in a world that somehow was perfect that we lost. Whether it's the dream time or the time when all things were in harmony, it doesn't really matter. We have the belief in original sin, which explains much in our world today. During the week, we've seen an earthquake, some tsunamis, tragedies. Disasters like this are not caused by God. They're called moral evil, physical evils, as distinct from moral evils. Moral persons cause evil, but there are physical evils, calamities and tragedies, bushfires, as we see in Australia, that just happen. And it's part of the fall, that the cosmos and nature aren't as they ought to be. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 7, talks about something we all experience. That why is it, it's almost like a prayer to God, why is it that the things I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I ought not to do, I do do? In other words, there's a struggle, a tension between who we are and who we ought to be. That's original sin. As our body is prone to illness, our soul is prone to sin. And of course, we have 7 capital sins, but behind them all is one called pride, that we want to see ourselves exalted. Self-pity is a form of pride, very subtle, as distinct to arrogance, which is in your face, but pride leads also to jealousy and ambition, the want of what others have. And of course, jealousy becomes envy when we pull down and destroy what another person possesses. And during the week, we politically saw that, irrespective of which political party you think is the best. I think it's a tragedy in the international or world political scene that we're changing our political leaders, our prime ministers, as often as people change their suits. I mean, what happened in Labour was tragic, but now the Liberals have done the same thing. I think it doesn't say much for the moral integrity of our political entity. In other words, the system's not running. If we liken a political party to a boat on the sea, well, we're living through turbulent times, financially difficult times in the world. And as you're going up and down in the waves, and the waves are coming off, you don't cause a mutiny. You don't get the captain and throw him off the ship. That doesn't solve the problem. I think the present incumbent will regret what he's done, at least I hope he will, because it doesn't really fix the problem. You don't like the individual, wait for the next election and change, but don't in midstream throw the captain off the boat, wait till it docks. And so it doesn't say, and yet we've been doing this since the beginning. Socrates, the great Greek philosopher, they didn't like him, so they poisoned him. Cicero, they got rid of him, right down through the history of time. We get rid of the people that we don't like, who annoy us. We lie awake for the virtuous person. And original sin is the cause of that. We just don't like others leading the way in the moral scene. We can cope with them in sport with regards to our body issues. We can cope with them in music or in arts or academics. But when it comes to morals, what they're doing annoys us because basically it pricks the conscience. And they're pushing the bar up, and we have to meet that, or we pull the bar down and get rid of them. And that's a struggle we have within. And our Lord's saying, when that struggle begins, think of not taking from others, but giving to others. Those who want to be first must become the servant of all. Pope Francis is leading the way in this regard. He's rather revolutionary on this very theme. I can imagine, I think he's in Cuba today, or maybe tomorrow, but in the States. And of course, he'll draw upon some of these principles to help explain what the Church wants of people in the modern world, especially in America. So we'll see how he goes. If you have EWTN, tune in for good commentaries on what the Pope is saying. Otherwise, you're left to the media, which of course is highly biased and slanted in a way we should not even go there. So we ask the good Lord to help us focus on these issues, not to ever lose heart. What do we do when we feel that sense of annoyance with others that's based upon envy, based upon pride and ambition? Well, we think of giving rather than getting, and we do what the Lord did. What did he often do when confronted by unjust people? He bid silence. He said nothing. And that's what the saints have done down through the course of ages. When they have been called by God to do things, and they've therefore annoyed people, they didn't retaliate, they didn't go to the law courts, they didn't go and get pleased with them. They just bowed their head in submission and said, God sees the big picture, God will sort it. Okay, they're chopping us tall poppies down at the moment, but he will solve the problem in time. Joan of Arc, she was chopped down by the Church, falsely so, but in time she was exonerated and is a great heroine in our history. Catherine of Siena was another great political leader who was chopped down at different stages and kept bouncing back, and she led and did much good by her humility. In more recent times, one extraordinary individual who led the Church in a mystical way was Padre Pio. His feast day during the week, he died in his 60s, an extraordinary saint who lived with one foot in this world and one foot in heaven. What he saw intellectually or spiritually would baffle most of us. He was truly a man living among the saints. And of course, people were jealous of him. Friars in his monastery despised him. They made up stories, allegations about him, and went to Rome, the Vatican, then cut him down. In other words, he's too tall a poppy. Let's put him to the test. So they basically made him a prisoner in his own monastery. He couldn't say public mass, couldn't hear confessions, couldn't meet people. What did he do? Well, basically slept, ate and prayed. That's all he could do with penance, and he did so. He didn't kind of write to the papers, he didn't kind of stir up people, he didn't kind of get a group behind him, and they went to Rome and marched into the Vatican and protested. No, he just bowed his head in submission. God's will be done. And through his humility, through his sense of, I'm here to serve, I'm here to give, not to get, in time, he was exonerated. The Vatican realised that he wasn't doing what others had said he was, and he was allowed to say public masses again, hear confessions, and do his active ministry. So God does look after the saints, but in his time frame and not ours. And that's what we find annoying. Do we have to wait? Why? Well, the patience issue kicks in. We want to kind of sort the problem now. Just give it time, and God often sorts things in a better way than what we could possibly ever imagine. So we ask the good Lord, when people do attack us, when we get ridiculed, or others are starting to push their barrow and making our life uncomfortable, that we might have the patience, the meekness, and the humility of the saints and of Christ himself, who said, if you want to be first, you must be last of all and servant of all. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.